I think it's interesting that your previous speaker said there's a change in national policy so that nobody now will be given authorization to take their children, so that if they took their children on holiday, that will amount to an unauthorized absence. And of course, too many unauthorized absences can lead to a prosecution. I think it's a very rigid policy, and I think some parents do need to go on holiday during term time. I don't think it's something that we want to encourage, because children do lose education. But for smaller children, and where parents can't take time or can't afford to take time in the holidays, I think there ought to be some flexibility.
But there doesn't seem to be any flexibility.
No, there doesn't. And I can't believe for any parent that it helps the relationship with the school if they get prosecuted as a result.
Are you surprised that figures have gone up so much, up by a third over the past couple of years?
Actually, when you look at the figures, they have gone up, but they've only gone up in the south and west of Essex, not in mid-Essex and not in north-east Essex.
Well, that's because most people live in the south of Essex, isn't it, really, I suppose?
Unless there's a particular policy of pursuing prosecutions in those areas. But I think mostly this is not about children whose parents want to take them on holiday. I think the real difficulty is, are we mixing what are cases where families need support and assistance to get their children to attend school with holidays, which are a completely different issue. And we do, at the Children's Legal Centre, see a lot of children who do not want to go to school for a variety of reasons, who are generally 14, 15.
And I sympathise with them. I was the same myself, I understand.
Yeah.
But there are all sorts of reasons. You know, my reason was I was severely dyslexic, and when I went to school, nobody understood that sort of thing.
Yes.
So, but that's a different situation, isn't it, to what we're really talking about, where parents, for whatever reason, we had a milkman on before who said, you know, I find it difficult to get cover for my job, I can't afford an expensive holiday, and every now and then I want to take my children away, we want to have a family holiday. It used to be fine. The school used to sort of say, yes, good, have a nice time, come back. And now, of course, you suddenly find yourself threatened with a fine and being told that you'll be investigated because you're not looking after your children properly.
Well, I just don't think that's a good policy. I think there needs to be some flexibility. There needs to be some discretion to allow certain people who need to take their children away during the school term, say for a week, to be able to do that.